This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Hi, thank you for having us tuned in here today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you. I'm cutting in now on this message here prior to getting started. You're about to hear something I preached. This was last year, last Resurrection Day service at Island Community Church. I preached this sermon on the road to Emmaus, one of my all-time favorite sermons, because I'm totally sold out and committed to the idea of this, friend. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That's why there's prophecy in the Bible. Now, Jesus is going to prove that today, and he's going to showcase that for everyone. This is why there's prophecy in the Bible. Follow the Lord here today and yesterday and in this program. He's using Bible prophecy to prove who he is. Speaking of Bible prophecy and speaking of that verse, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning, where I'm starting a new series that's going to run through the end of this year, friend, the book of Revelation, verse by verse. I invite you out to Island. Oh, it's going to be a great study. I'm really excited about it. Look for it here on the radio, too. It'll be here on the radio the Sundays after it's preached. But if you're looking for a good church home, if you're new to the area, if you appreciate this program, and if you're not going to a church, why don't you consider coming out to Island? I'd love to meet you, as our church family would as well. We've got a small church, but there's one seat or two seats or three or four for you and your family as well. Why don't you come out and visit this week? Revelation starts this week. Tomorrow on the radio starts our sermon from Easter the other day, and that's going to be from the Reverend Jim Johnson. You'll be hearing that on the radio starting tomorrow. Love to see you Sunday. Here is the last part of this message now on the road to Emmaus.
They were going to pierce his hands and his feet. They were going to stare at him. He could count all of his bones as he died naked on the cross. And for his clothes, they gambled for them and cast lots. Who can fulfill all those things? Only one. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Next, the stranger took him to Isaiah. This is what the Lord's doing with him on this road to Emmaus. Isaiah, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. We esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Now one day a rich man from Ethiopia was riding through Israel and reading this very passage. And he cried out saying, who is this guy talking about? That prophet Isaiah is talking about Jesus, Son of God. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who will declare his generation? He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. They made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he's put him to grief when you make his soul an offering for sin. He will see his seed. He will prolong his days. The pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. All right, now there's many, many more prophecies in their own right. He made his grave with the wicked. That is, he was put to death between two criminals. And a rich man at his death, the rich man Joseph of Arimathea, put his body in a brand new tomb on that Good Friday all those years ago. Why would it please God to bruise him? Why? Well, because of what was being accomplished. Why would it please God to bruise him? Because God had the end result in view of you and I being reconciled back to him. The Bible tells us he, that's God, made him, that's Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. Now, in this event, the greatest act of mercy of all time is accomplished. The forgiveness of our sins. And the sins of the entire world, at least those that will receive it. He himself is a propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. So where else did the mysterious stranger lead him? Micah chapter 5. It says, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, out of you is going to come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting." The Greek Old Testament says this 720 years before it happened. When the Messiah comes, he's going to come out of Bethlehem, and he doesn't have a beginning. How many people foot that bill? You know, you want to line up all these people to be the Son of God. You can take, let's see, Moses, David, Carl Sagan, and Jesus. What do you get? He comes out of Bethlehem. Well, there goes Carl Sagan. There goes Moses. Now you're left with David and Jesus. But this was written 200 years after. Out the door you go. As far as I know, David, they never gambled for his clothes. He was never crucified. Crucifixion was invented 800 years after that. Only one person, that's Jesus. Where else? One more would have been fresh in their memories because it happened last Sunday. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming to you, just and having salvation, and he's riding on a donkey." Only one person's fulfilled that. The Lord Jesus Christ. This is the kind of things that he showed these guys on the road to Emmaus. Awesome, isn't it? These are all proof so that you would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is what sets your Christian faith apart from everything else. You worship a risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Death's got no hold on him. Neither does the grave. He's been risen again, and he's seated at the right hand of God. And he invites you to join him today by receiving him. It's all you have to do. All call in the name of the Lord will be saved. Let's follow this story to the end. Chapter 24, verse 28. It says, "Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther." I can hear it. Can't you hear it? "You guys want to go a little farther?" And they said, "No, we're getting off here." He indicated he would have gone farther, but they constrained him, saying, "No, come stay with us. It's toward evening. The day is far spent." So he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open and they knew him. And he's gone. The Greek text says he became invisible. I wonder how they recognized him. Verse 32, they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us when he talked with us on the road and when he opened up the scriptures to us? I went over these same texts with you. I've gone and done with you the same thing, I guarantee you, that he did with them. He went through all of these texts proving in the Old Testament that Jesus Christ is Lord. Did not our hearts burn within us? So they rose up that very hour. They returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that had happened on the road. Now listen to this. And how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. How'd they recognize him? With something like this. He took the bread and he broke it. And they saw his hands. His nail-pierced hands. And they recognized him. There's only one man-made thing in heaven. You know what that is? It's the prince of the nails and the Son of God. That's how they recognized him. Not my speculation either. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. Praise God today, church. All this was done for you because he loves you that much. Christ is risen from the dead. All these things are written so that you would believe. I asked the Lord last night when I was studying. I said, Lord, why were their eyes restrained? And I felt like his answer to me was, because they should have recognized him from the Word of God, not from seeing him. Okay? What did Jesus say to Thomas? He says, you've seen me and you believe. But blessed are all those who don't see and yet believe. Amen. I leave you with this blessing here today out of the Gospel of John. Chapter 14. It says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Happy Resurrection Day, everyone. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
We come with expectations.